Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, a couple days away from Thanksgiving. Seems to be confusion in what to eat Thanksgiving. Boy, you want to bring up your argument real quick before we get to some of the Patriots?
The discussion that I walked into the studio on is very
asinine. I asked you guys if obviously it's Thanksgiving, okay, do you have ham? When would you have ham?
And what did you say?
I said Thanksgiving.
And what did your wife say?
She said Christmas.
And I said Easter.
It makes no sense.
What do you mean?
Because every Thanksgiving, I order ham, a honey-baked ham for Thanksgiving. And my wife says, why do you always do that? Ham is for Christmas.
It's for Easter.
And then you're telling me it's for Easter.
Yes.
And then Ben says, no, it's for Thanksgiving. And then Ryan says, no, it's for Easter.
It's for Easter.
Tyler?
And then Tyler, you want to break the tie? Or three-way tie?
I can, because it's honestly for both. It's for Easter and Christmas.
Okay, you're no help.
So it's not for Thanksgiving.
It's not Thanksgiving.
It's not for Thanksgiving.
All right, so there you go.
It's not for Thanksgiving.
That's three Easters.
Wait. Based on what?
Based on the fact that the president doesn't...
Your opinion?
They don't pardon pigs on Thanksgiving.
Anything that can
Easter.
Be glazed, that can be made into a sandwich, is part of a Thanksgiving dinner. Like all the stupid things people use,
like tuna?
And add to things. Everything is
on
the table.
Thanksgiving, do you?
Yes, if you live in an area that has a lot of tuna.
Okay. Well, I've seen some people add a ham to Thanksgiving, but it is an Easter.
Wait, okay.
Meal.
Based on what? Based
it's a pig.
Why?
I don't know.
What kind of relation?
We celebrate
is
the bunny.
Ham?
The pig is close to a bunny. I don't know what to tell you.
Ham has
all
no
I can tell
relation
is you have
to
a ham
Easter.
On Easter.
You can't have the ham.
When Jesus rose from the dead, did he go buy a ham?
Sure did.
Why wouldn't he?
It can't be the standalone dish on Thanksgiving. It has to be
a
side dish.
It's a side dish.
It has to be the sidekick to the turkey. But honey baked ham, you have one on Arbor Day, on Flag Day.
It's
it is the best.
So good.
It's the best.
Look at Twitch. Ham is Easter. Ham is Easter. Ham
no,
is Easter.
Ham is. You're lying or so much
right
now.
It's right there. Ham is Easter.
Let's not say ham is Easter.
Ham is Easter. Look, it is Easter. Everybody thinks it's Easter.
It's not even so much that it is Easter. It's
since
not
when?
Thanksgiving.
Since when?
Always.
I've never had a ham on Easter ever. Have you?
No. Yes.
Well, you eat ham no matter what on Arbor Day. But so what? But it's ham is for Thanksgiving.
No.
And
ham
says
is
it's
Easter.
For Christmas?
Listen, ham is
here's
Easter.
The thing. All I know is,
and you got turkey for Thanksgiving, and Christmas is ravioli and chicken parm.
Oh Lord!
According to culinary historians, Christian Fourier, culinary historians believe that eating ham at Easter dates back to at least the 6th century in Germany.
And that's where I go back.
Hold
to
on.
History.
When does
I
ham?
About history, Matt
when
Doug.
Did people start eating ham on Thanksgiving?
They didn't.
Shut up. Tyler, look it up.
Maybe.
Give me an answer for that.
History tells you, Easter is ham.
If you look at any commercial right now, there is a freaking ham on the Thanksgiving table.
No, look not. At Twitch.
Right next to the turkey. Some guy says lamb on Easter.
Well, you can do lamb, too.
Lamb's fine.
Lamb's good, too.
I don't get why ham is an Easter thing.
It is.
But you're saying exclusively. It's not a turkey holiday.
No, I don't
it's
like the fact that people
holiday.
Are telling me that I can't order a ham for Thanksgiving because I'm supposed to eat it on Christmas and now Easter, but not Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So typical.
Well, okay, so there you go. So your household is debating whether it's for Thanksgiving
I already
or Christmas,
ordered the ham.
And it's
it
really
tomorrow.
For Easter. So that's okay. You can have it whenever you want. How's that sound? Ham is great. Matthew Judon was asked about Thanksgiving. And there's one thing that he just doesn't want any part of. I don't understand this. Go ahead.
I'm not even going to answer your question. I'm going to tell you, we got to get macaroni and cheese out the table. All right, guys. It's just cheese and noodles. All right, I'm going up. I'm getting on my soap opera. It's just cheese and noodles.
Soap opera.
And it's not that good.
It's a wiggy. It's like, is that
wiggy? Wait a minute.
It's like some wiggy would say.
I'm going to get on
my
soap opera.
Soap opera.
How is Matt Judon not everybody's favorite?
Oh, he's the best.
He is now.
All right, so no mac and cheese. Keep going.
I'm getting on my soap opera. It's just cheese and noodles, and it's not that good. Let's be honest, guys. Everybody's probably here. It's a little lactose, so it messes up our stomachs. And we got to get it off the table. It's probably one of the most overrated dishes. But my favorite is dressing. I do love dressing. So, but get a macaroni and cheese off the table.
Wow.
And it'd be a much better Thanksgiving for everybody in the house.
Hmm. No mac and cheese. I mean,
I agree with the whole mac and cheese. What makes mac and cheese
the cheese
a Thanksgiving staple?
It's just cheese and noodles.
Why not have grilled cheese part of Thanksgiving? Why not have a hamburger, French fries part of Thanksgiving? What part of mac and cheese screams, okay, Thanksgiving to you?
When the original settlers were...
All they had was cheese and noodles?
All they had were boxes of Kraft macaroni and cheese and sustained them in the cold winter. I feel bad for Matthew Judon that he's clearly never had a good mac and cheese in his life, that he just views it as noodles and cheese. Anyone who's had a good mac and cheese knows it's
mac
more
and cheese
than that.
Is so... it's the most overrated... It's the most overrated dish... There is.
Oh, no. You throw a little buffalo chicken on that thing? Or
okay,
lobster?
But that's not really mac and cheese.
Yeah, it is. With
that's
stuff.
Like, it's like...
it's a mac and cheese with.
Have you heard of the Jermaine Wiggins black mac and cheese?
What would that be?
That's mac and cheese with sugar on top.
Yeah, he pours like brown sugar and cinnamon in there. Yep. That's the Wiggins family recipe. But doesn't it come down to...
soap opera.
Lou's old adage of how do you rate something before I can tell you it's overrated?
True.
Yeah.
Yes. You gotta tell me how you rate it first. If I tell you if you over or underrated, I don't really know.
Yeah,
how about
I'm
Cam McCord?
On my soap opera.
So Cam McCord, right? So he's the special teams coach?
Acord, yeah.
Acord, sorry, same thing. That's how much I know him. He does not agree with Matthew Judon.
One side, ironically, on Thanksgiving, you always go with the macaroni and cheese covered in hot sauce. You know, that's a big favorite of mine. You know, a little spice. You know, I always joke with him. So I gotta have the some hot sauce on anything I eat. You know, bring a little flavor and spice up here.
Well, Texas Pete's.
Again, I'm still saying, like, things that you eat. My kids eat mac and cheese all the time.
I don't need mac and cheese.
So you don't add mac and cheese,
just like I don't need
a daily staple, to a once a year feast.
Well, what you're giving your kids should not be what you're feasting on at Thanksgiving.
I'm going to give you mac and cheese. I don't care how you dress it up, is not part of a Thanksgiving feast in any part of the nation. It should not be. No on mac and cheese altogether.
Can I show my ignorance for a second?
Go.
He said he loves dressing. What is dressing?
Stuffing.
Stuffing?
Another gravy. Way of saying,
right? But it's gravy and it's stuffing. I've never heard of dressing before.
Well, Shaq Mason was on with Gresham Keefe yesterday, and this is a question we've all wanted an answer to. Shaq Mason explains the difference between dressing and stuffing.
Dressing, which is, up north, I guess, is stuffing, but in the south, it's like, chicken and dressing.
Well, Shaq, let's correct, because apparently dressing is stuffing that is made outside of the bird.
Got it.
So do you want outside of bird stuffing or inside of bird stuffing?
So you said dressing is outside of of the bird?
So
I'm going to go outside. Outside.
Oh, okay. Outside. Right. Wow, that's an upset right there. Right. Okay.
Excuse me, it's not stuffing because the bird is not stuffed with it.
Exactly.
I would say that the three main, the main course is always the turkey. And your top three traditional sides are what? Stuffing.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Stuffing.
And mac and cheese.
No.
And ham.
No.
What about like a sweet potato casserole?
Sweet potato.
Green bean casserole.
What's the
green
stuff?
Bean
what's the
casserole.
What's the thing with the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on it? What do they call it? They call it
sweet potato casserole.
That is sweet potato casserole.
It is.
Ooh,
yeah. That's my favorite.
Sweet potato, green beans, mashed potatoes, and turkey.
And
then gravy on top of everything. Like pour the whole thing on
and
top.
And then some gumbo.
Did you guys hear the philosophy for making a plate from a big man in Christian Barmore? Do you hear about this?
What?
Make a pile. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, mega pile.
Mega pile.
Mega pile.
Wait, hold on. Is he talking?
He just stepped up to the podium. We were rolling.
I got one last question. Okay. So when you make your plate, does everything have its own little space or does everything merge into one and it's like just mixing cement?
I like mixing everything into the potatoes.
Okay.
I like having a little turkey and potato on a fork.
Okay.
Or like everything could go with the potato.
I place my plate perfectly where everything has its own little space, and then everything gets mixed up like I'm... Like
as long as cranberry like sauce isn't involved, it can all come together.
I don't know, people hate cranberry sauce.
It can be like a turkey plate casserole. Just start mixing it all up for all I'm good. I'm good with that.
Well, I split it down the middle, and on one side I put things I want gravy on, and on the other side things without gravy. Because there's some things you don't want to get ruined by the gravy.
I know, that is true.
That's oh, no, gravy got everything.
I just mix everything up. Everything goes on. I really should just get one of those mixing bowls and just throw everything in and just mix it up like it's eggs.
All right, how about desserts? Our guy, I don't know if you heard him. You didn't hear him Monday? Our guy, Mac Jones, talking desserts and pies.
But is it pecan pie or pecan pie?
I don't like that.
You don't like pecan pie or pecan pie?
What is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
I don't know. I don't know if you ever done anything crazy.
Apple
like,
pie, pumpkin pie.
I don't like apple pie either. I don't like
Wait, you don't like pie. Pecan pie or apple pie? Pumpkin
just
pie?
Likes chocolate, no, chocolate chips, chocolate cookies.
I like the chocolate stuff is good.
I don't like pies.
He's going to eat whatever like his pies. Mom puts in front of him.
Why do I feel like he has like a knife in his throat every time he talks to us?
Someone is standing right over. You say the right thing. You say the right thing.
You do not like pie. Like pie.
No, you like pie? No.
Their quarterback like doesn't eat pie, and their best defensive player doesn't eat mac and cheese. I don't know if I can like these Patriots anymore.
Dysfunctional team, really, when you think about it.
I imagine his plate being just so boring.
I don't know.
Yeah, thank you for helping out.
Hamburger? No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato
You'll
chips.
Get nothing and like it.
Oh, that's our guy, Mac Jones.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.